Blog Talk Radio.
Bandit. Years ago, when porn films were only in black and white, the master performer always wore black socks like Elliot. I have no respect whatsoever for a guy who, when he gets caught with his pantaloons down, trots out his wife to play on the heartstrings of the people he hurts the most. That poor woman had to stand on a stage with that piece of crap, and she had to pretend to love him. And he had two daughters, and he dumped on them too. He has no morals, he has no brains, and he should not be representing 19 million people in the state of New York. No way. If that's the best we can do, I'll take anybody that gets on the first subway car on the 8th Avenue subway at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and he can be governor. It's unbelievable. If you ever watch the movie Patton, there's an officer who can't cross a river and get on the other side. He's meeting too much opposition. And Patton pulls up and goes, "What's the holdup?" He says, "We're getting too much fire here." He turns around to a guy that's a private and goes, "What's your name?" He says, "Smith, sir." He says, "You're now a colonel. Get across that river in 20 minutes. And he fired at the colonel. Right? And that's how you get things done. Then we also have the internet flasher, a flag burner, and a baby killer. Yes, the pride of New York City. And that's Anthony Weasel, who's another one. His wife was pregnant, and he was betraying her. The worst one is the governor of New Jersey, who fell in love with his secretary of defense. He had his own secretary of defense, a very handsome immigrant. And his big to do was he used to have the state troopers drop him off at rest stops along the parkway, so he could make passes at the truckers coming in to relieve themselves. Isn't that wonderful? And when he got caught, he changed parties. And when he made his retirement speech, he brought out his aging mother and father and humiliated them on the stage, saying, "Look, I have a mommy and a daddy. I'm a human being, too." And no, you're not. You're a beast. You're a beast. Anyway, I just thought I would play that. Come on, Marianne. Here I am on my knees again. I used to go with a girl named Marianne. She was very beautiful. She had only one flaw. She could destroy men. Yeah, you know that Mala feminist story? Yeah, she was it, wrapped up, man. Yeah, I nearly married her, and I was going to join the Air Force and do 4 years. And we were going to get married while I was in the Air Force. And then one of my buddies says, "Well, while you're in basic training, Tom, you know what? I'll look out for Marianne." And I, you know what I did? I backed out of the deal. I got a funny feeling things weren't going to go my way. Yeah, thank God I did. I was saved by an angel. Yes, God knows what's best for all of us. And nobody ever checks in to see what the plan is. And speaking of checking in, there's a 31-year-old, a Hollywood actor, who's just checked out today. Don't know him, never heard of him, but he died in Vancouver, and he was having a substance abuse problem, like one-fifth of the country. I'll bet you there are more rehab units than abortion clinics in this country. It is terrible. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. You have no idea. Every morning you wake up, you're going, "What's going to happen to us next?" Don't you? Huh? And do you just crack the window open a little and look out and see if everything's okay? There's no Russian troops directing tank traffic. There's no Chinese guys with burp guns and quilted jackets eating on your front lawn. They are in Colorado. Colorado, the state that used to be American. Yeah, they legalized everything, and now they're 15,000 Russian troops have been brought in for crowd control. Or they say it's maneuvers, joint maneuvers with Homeland Security. Yeah, and the Homeland Security group of Fuhrer, she just jumped ship. She knows something coming that we don't know. And man, she don't want to be around for it. It's going to be the Colorado Holocaust. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble. We're in so much trouble. We can't even go to the moon anymore. But the Chinese are going to have a colony there in 2014. They're going to be looking down on you. Yeah, unbelievable. We're in trouble, man. Anyway, here's a couple of news. This little headline is called Party Favors. And what the party favors are, it's a long tradition among bribe-taking politicians. And never forget what George Patton said. The lowest politicians are the lowest form of life, and the lowest form of politician is a liberal Democrat, and that's when they were Democrats. Now they're communists. Learn to say the word, because you're going to hear it a lot, and you'll know we're fighting back when more people say communist than say liberal, and then you'll know. Then you'll know we're on the way back, but if I'm the only guy that's saying it, we're all going to the gulag. So here's what's happening. There is a, when you take bribes, you got to pay back, you know. So ambassadorships are usually sold to the highest bidder. And if you want to get an ambassadorship, like the Kennedys got the one from Roosevelt, you got to come up with the green. And then you can be ambassador to England, even if you're Irish. Yeah, what a joke, man. What a joke. Obama gives plum ambassador post to campaign bundlers. And the source is World News Daily. World News Daily every day is out there hammering away, fighting for America. like Fox News, and you see what they're getting ready to do? They're going to put the vice grips on Waltzing Matilda guy. What's his name? The Australian. Rupert Murdoch. Obama is planning to silence Fox and Murdoch by 2014. Just like he tried to assassinate one helpless Latino in Florida and try to create a racial riot. And he's still working at it. He refuses to give up. It's one thing about communists. They never stop hurting you. So here's what's happening. President Obama's nomination of two major campaign bundlers to highly prized ambassadorships brings to 18 the number of bootlickers he has nominated for plum diplomatic posts. Now, while we're talking about plum diplomatic posts, let me tell you something. I have watched the Democrats spit in the face of Muslims when they send women ambassadors to the Middle East. These Muslims have their wives locked up under lock and key. They're not even allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia. And the greatest insult you can give these people is to send a woman as ambassador. That is the greatest insult. There's only one thing greater, and that's to send a homosexual. That is like spitting in the face of people who don't think too highly of us anyway. They're primitive, they're stupid, they're backward, sure. But why do you have to rub salt in their wounds? Why do you have to blind them with your arrogance? Now, we go all the way back to April Glaspie, a Republican appointee, and she gave Saddam the impression we wouldn't do anything if Saddam went into Kuwait. Okay? Thank you for the invasion of Kuwait. Then you got Kathy Bodine, who was appointed as ambassador to Yemen. And she proudly announced that the USS Cole was coming in 2 weeks to make a display of American power. Okay? Now, these Yemenis, you know what they do? They sit up on the mountains. They chew gad all day. Only the men sit with the men, and the women are all behind cages. And that's how they live. Now, do you think that they're going to pay any attention to Kathy Bodine? She's a joke. She's an insult. Okay? And you want to see the proof? Obama bin Laden, when talking to his people before 9/11 and right after the call, said, America is an illusion of power. It is a giant warship that will not see the dinghy that sinks it. And that's what he did. And then he came and he took down the towers, the Clinton towers. The Clintons took the first Osama bin Laden hit in 1993 and covered it up. And that's what we have today in the White House. We have the cover-up party. And I'm not saying the Republicans are any better. I say a repuppy cannot outwit a devious Democrat. And I don't call them Democrats. Harry Truman, to me, was the last Democrat. And if he was alive today, he would beat Obama with his buck stops here plaque. How sad. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. The Republican Party is now the Democrat Party. And the Tea Party is the Conservative Party. Okay? So having said that, and here's another thing. I read this. I don't know if it's true. I read it on a blog. It was a one-time. It comes across the internet. You don't see it again. The American embassy in Iraq. Inside the embassy, they had a gay pride parade. Now, what do you think happens inside an embassy that has servants, that has local workers, and they see a gay pride parade going on inside the embassy. When they go out, and that night they go to their D1Es, and they sit around and they sip tea, and the guy say, I was in the American embassy today. It's all homosexuals. They're running around having a parade. And then the guy say, well, you know what? That's why God wants us to kill them. They are no good. And you look at that ambassador in Beirut, that they sodomized him. Why did they sodomize him? Because they sodomized Gaddafi and it was payback? Or did they know something that most people don't know about that ambassador that they picked up on? You got to be careful when you send people to represent the United States. You can't just send any fool. And any fool that pays money to get an appointment is hurting this country. So let me tell you what they said. 18 is the number of bundlers. The White House said Matthew Barzun, who served as the Obama campaign finance chairman in 2008 and 2012, will be the American ambassador to the UK, subject to confirmation. Oh, he's making his confirmation? He's turning Catholic? Yeah. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, Barzun bundled $500,000 for Obama and at least another $500,000 in 2012. But official campaign finance records provide only minimum figures for how much each donor has raised among friends and families. Yeah, I'd like to be one of those family members. The process known as bundling, a precise bundling data, is available for only some nominees. The Guardian reports he raised $2.3 million in 2012. Now, you think all that money goes for campaigns? You think any of it gets corned beefed? Huh? Remember when Nixon sent a guy on a plane and the plane crashed and it was $500,000 in a suitcase? You think the Democrats don't do that too? Yeah, only the Republicans are bad. Democrats are good. Obama this past week also nominated Washington lawyer. Now, does this Washington lawyer need this job? He's already bilking millions. John R. Phillips, to serve as ambassador to Italy. He bundled at least $500,000 for Obama. So when you come up with $500,000, you can get an ambassadorship. The United States is alone in this practice. No other major democracy routinely appoints non-diplomats to serve as envoys to other countries. Obama nominees are already serving include the ambassadors to France, Japan, Finland, each of whom bundled $500,000, and the ambassadors to Canada, Czech Republic, Norway, and Belize, who also bundled for Obama. Also serving are the ambassadors to the European Union and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, who each bundled at least $500,000 in 2008. Awaiting confirmation are bunglers who have nominated to serve as ambassadors to Germany, Spain, Belgium, Singapore, Austria, the Dominican Republic. Oh, you know you could send down to the Dominican Republic? Why don't you send Menendez? Send him down there to the Sugar Daddy Lounge. Yeah. I wonder how many girls disappeared in the jungle when that scandal broke, huh? Yeah. You think they're all alive? Yeah, you have no idea what goes on in your government, my friends. And the guy, what's his name, Snowden? He's a traitor. He's a traitor. He ain't doing it. He ain't doing it for the American people. He's doing it for his boss, Putin, and his boss, Mao Zedong. According to AFSA, 68% of Obama's ambassadorial nominations have been career diplomats, while 32% have been political appointees. Yeah, so you know what? You can be a communist and have some money. Oh, well, here's one. Here's a real loser. A former ambassador, Thomas Pickering, who recently led the investigation and cover-up of the lethal attacks on Benghazi, claimed the practice of giving plum ambassadorships to political supporters amounts to simony, the selling of public office. Oh, here he's on the legit. Say something legit, you look legit. It has the effect of diminishing perhaps the sense that the U.S. is treating these countries with the respect they deserve. Yeah, like I said, you send a woman to talk down to a Muslim man. That's wonderful. That's a stroke of genius. You know what that is? That's a put down. That's a Hillary Clinton message. I am woman, here I am. I've got a blood clot, I'm on the lam. Yeah, give me a break, man. Who cares how they died? Yeah, unbelievable. Can you imagine her saying that? Can you imagine? Imagine if the Lincoln's Gettysburg Address began with, who cares how they died? Yeah, so President Susan Johnson, there was some thought with Obama being such an agent of change. Okay, so here's what I say. Here's on an online biography of the ambassador to Finland, Orrick vacuum cleaner heir Bruce Orrick makes no mention of his knowledge of Finnish. I'm sure he doesn't, but at least he can sell some vacuum cleaners. Okay, so here's what I say. First off, the only ambassadors, when I'm president after the revolution, the only ambassadors that will represent the United States are wounded veterans in wheelchairs. In order to qualify as an American ambassador, you have to be wounded and in a wheelchair. And I will send those guys all over the world to show the world that we are the only ones who put it all on the line for freedom. Nobody else does it like the United States. And that's why I say we should only have one term per termite. $1 champagne contribution, be it GE or Joe the plumber. 1 year draft and no exemptions. No special interest groups. No inside trading or traitoring. Close that border. You don't want to see who's waiting in the shadows. And why are border crossing warning signs in Chinese now? And then if you want to check it all out, you hit YouTube. DEY, Day, Coming to America. YouTube, SEAL Team 6, Sacrificed. YouTube, Flag Burners of Wreckit. YouTube, Save the Kids. I saw some nasty signs by the pro-choice people. Can you imagine? If you can write a sign like I saw, can you imagine what they do to a helpless child? Unbelievable. You wouldn't believe the signs I saw. You wouldn't believe it. You got to go Google and see what they're doing. They're animals. They're animals. Okay. We're going to give you a tune because you've been so good listening to Uncle Tom in the Cabin. And we're going to give you, we'll give you the Duprees.
Here's the Duprees. Night music for you.
Forever.
ever get the feeling? Oh, I wanted to mention Bob Grant wasn't on today. Somebody called up to find out what was wrong, and they said they were having some sort of transmission problem. And we hope you're all right, Bob. We hope everything is okay. And we wish you a long life, buddy. Just a kid, remember that. Okay, so I started to say, we were talking about Zimmerman, the Latino. You know, it's very sad. I know what it is. Americans are like a herd of stampeded buffalo. The media stampedes us, and we all go running around, and they keep changing us our direction. And that's a communist tactic. They will never let you see what they're shooting for. They will only direct you and misdirect you and mislead you. So while you're focused on something, on one thing, they're doing three dirty things behind your back to hurt you. And this fiasco that took place down in Florida is their latest joke. But here's what I blogged real quick. Zimmerman the Latino. You remember when this first incident first started, okay? They said he was white, but he's Latino. If you saw his mother, she is a typical Latino mom. And they asked her, is that your son's voice on that tape screaming for help? And if you listen to the screams on that help, that was a guy that was terrorized. And she said, yes. And the guy says to her, how do you know that? She says, because he's my son. Okay? Because he's my son, and I've heard him cry as a baby. And I've heard him cry today. And his uncle looks like Montezuma. But you see, if they had said Zimmerman was a Latino, they couldn't fire up the base as much as they did when they said he was white. He was white. But Zimmerman is a Latino. His father looks like German Jewish. But his mother is, she has the map of Mexico on her. Or the map of Latin America. So they went after the Latino, Zimmerman, because he is a Latino. But to cover it up, they called him white. And I believe, honestly, that Democamos only use the Latinos for votes, and they hate them. And I'll tell you why they hate the Latinos, because Latinos are family-oriented, with a mother and a hard-working father figure. Most are Catholic, and Democamos hate Catholics. They threw God off the convention platform three times. You can see it on YouTube. They called for a vote to get rid of God, and three times they voted get rid of him. And Obama has said that the Catholic Church is a problem, and he's going to deal with it. And if you don't believe me, ask him. Ask Obama bin Laden. And the Democamos play the race cards, but only black race cards. When a Latino defends himself and serves his community, they call him a white-ass cracker and a racist. But let me tell you, my friends, racists come in all colors. Look at Eric Holder. He has killed between 50,000 and 70,000 Mexicans, running guns to the drug lords. 2,200 guns can arm four regiments of narco-terrorists and overthrow a country. Jorge Zimmerman mentored two underprivileged black kids, and that was only mentioned after the trial was over. He took a black girl to the prom. What racist takes a black girl to the prom? You got to be kidding me. And if you see a tape of his win in court, you will see a very conservatively dressed black girl work her way over to him. She must know him. She must be from the neighborhood, and she congratulated him. And there was a huge black guy in a blue shirt, like a blue T-shirt, and he was hugging him. And also, the black policeman was having a conversation with him. Okay? And then they labeled him a wannabe. A wannabe. Like, wannabe, I have a job. want to start as community activists, be it cops, firemen, priests, military, or communist presidents, who use the full force and power of the federal government to crush one Latino American citizen. And in order to destroy him, they called him white. And no one interviewed the stepmother of Trayvon, who raised him and loved him for 14 years. And I saw her once on TV, and she said that she's the one who raised Trayvon. And her husband or partner, who was Trayvon's father, right after Trayvon was killed, the father pulled out of her house and went to live with the wife who raised Trayvon for 4 years, the biological mother. And she called her 14-year husband and said, "What did I do wrong? Did I do something wrong?" And he says, "I can't talk to you right now. I'm very busy." Now, the word is they're splitting $1 million that's being paid for by the insurance company, for starters. Okay? No one interviewed the stepmother of Trayvon. And I think that the state prosecutor needs to be indicted for evidence tampering. Apparently on his cell phone there are three photos, one of him smoking weed, one of him with a handgun pointing it at whoever is taking the picture, and he's got his finger on the trigger. And the third one is a display of jewelry on a bed. So, and I heard that he was carrying a screwdriver. Was he carrying burglar's tools? Has anybody identified the jewelry he displayed on his cell phone? And is there a fence involved? Is there anybody fencing what he's hauling? The president of the USA should face two impeachment charges. One, a cowardice in the face of the enemy in Benghazi. And two, inciting racial anarchy by feeding the fire of prejudice using stunt makers and professional instigators from the Department of Justice and Jesse James, Jackson, and Al Sharpton. As soon as you see those guys, you know there's money involved. So, you can take a look at a couple of YouTube things I put up there. It has nothing to do with this, but your eyes open. YouTube is Save the Kids. Speaking of saving the kids, hardcore policemen in New York City, when they saw what Trayvon looked like as an adult, they say they get calls all day long from guys with black hoodies committing crimes. So it's like a standard profile. But when they saw pictures of Trayvon younger, like the 12-year-old pictures that the prosecution showed only, when they seen him with his kid sister and they seen him, they seen a kid that had a chance. They seen a kid that was a good kid. Who turned him? Who turned him into an animal? That's what you got to look at. When did we lose him? The president of the United States should face two impeachment charges: cowardice in the face of the enemy and inciting a racial anarchy. Okay, so YouTube, Save the Kids. YouTube, copy of Benghazi 911 call. Copy of Benghazi 911 call. And the tune is Honesty by Billy Joel. YouTube, SEAL Team 6 sacrificed. You don't know that. That got buried in the press. Just like the 2,500 dead Americans that have died in Afghanistan has been covered up in the press too. Including the 54 who got shot in the back by Afghanis. And one who had his throat cut teaching kids how to play basketball. Yeah, less than 1% of the country defends it. Everybody else goes along for the free ride. So, I'll give you a little Elvis Presley.
if I can help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
At a very early age, was it 51? I'm not sure the year. And once again, he succumbed to the killer of youth, drugs. And Elvis first took drugs when he was in the U.S. Army to stay awake. He took pop-up pills to stay awake on guard duty. I met him once in Germany. I got his autograph for my sister. He was outside a PX. He was in a Jeep signing autographs. And I didn't even know who he was. And a couple of Louisiana boys said, "That's Elvis Presley. Go get his autograph." So I sent it home to my sister, and she was very popular with her friends for a while. Yeah, you know how that goes, popularity, right? Okay, the article is called "From an Ace to a Deuce." I have loved the Sausage Nation since I first heard Mike when he was rocking and rolling. I hardly missed a show, even when I was forced to leave my house and listen on the car radio in the driveway. He inspired me to take a tiny radio show on Blog Talk Radio, now known as the Tavis Smiley Blog Talk Radio. Every time I go up to log on, I see this picture of Tavis Smiley like he owns the place. But anyway, if they had given me front page for 10 minutes, I might have 3 listeners today. I even wrote a book, The Spirit of America Party, Take Me to the Beach. My book was not as successful as Mike Savage's books. My royalty check is on the wall in my house. Chase refused to cash all 67 cents. I liked Mike. He took on everybody, including his own people. He was even banned in England by Hillary Clinton's DOJ Muslim Brotherhood. Not to worry, the FIB is investigating until you go to sleep. You ever notice how they do that? Yes, we're turning it over to the FBI. The FBI is investigating. Now go to sleep. Like the FBI is asleep. Yeah, the FBI is investigating the Trayvon, looking for racist overtones. Yeah. Unbelievable. That's Obama's tool to keep everybody away from asking him how he betrayed 2 guys who were left to die in Benghazi, and how he let a chopper crash and call it a chopper crash when it was an RPG that came through the chopper, killing 22 SEALs from SEAL Team 6? And how come he hasn't gotten that Pakistani doctor out? How come he hasn't gotten Mubarak out of Egypt? What, we forget our allies? We have no allies, folks. They don't trust us. They seen what we did to Hungary in 1950. They seen what we did to Taiwan to appease China. They know. You think Israel is counting on us? Forget about it. We're a standing joke. If you don't come with a check, they're not listening to you. Not even his Latino amigos will be able to save him if Zimmerman gets 25 years in jail. Savage was calling Zimmerman a murderer. And he was wrong to do that. He should have kept his mouth shut till after the trial. Then he could have said anything. But he influenced the popular opinion. He's got maybe 2 million listeners. That's a lot of listeners to influence. Just think of all the times you've been brainwashed when you used to be an American. Yeah, you think about it. Think about it. Listen to ABC Radio. You got Hannity, you got Savage, you got Mark Levin. But when ABC Radio goes to the news, you get propaganda. You get countermanding propaganda to offset whatever you're listening to, if it's conservative. Okay, the ramifications of Savage's tirades against Zimmerman can spark a race riot. Mike is now Nancy Grace, and that Nancy Grace is one sick chick, man. She had a friend of Zimmerman on as a guest, and as he started to say good things about Zimmerman, she cut his mic. And then she exaggerated certain curse words that Zimmerman never said. She is an evil woman. It would be better if Mike is now Nancy Grace. It would be better if he worked in an explosives factory chain smoking. The stage is being set for many white pummelings and revenge for Trayvon is the excuse. Every time you see a 7-Eleven being robbed, it's a hoodie, right? Hoodie is not a good symbol. If you're a black mother or a black father and you want to see your kid living safe, you let it make him wear ballet shoes. You can't let him become a gangster. Do not send him out there to be a gang rapper. And the hoodie is an open invitation for trouble. And you know why the hoodie? So they can't recognize them. Why do you think they do it? Mike is no better than Al Sharpton. He should have said nothing while the trial was in progress, then unloaded after the verdict was read. And thank God that Zimmerman got a fair shake. It goes to show you that not even the President of the United States can thwart justice. So there's hope. I had a guy who was very depressed about the way the country's going, and he came in the other day and he was all excited. He said, you know, there is hope. There is hope for this country. As for Savage, all he did was make a big mistake in judgment and compounded it to justify a bad call. No good will come of his actions, and I don't think when he sees the results he will realize the mistake he has made. And count two of this indictment is the communist agent who Savage feels is an American citizen doing his duty, pretending to be a Bill of Rights advocate. The only countries he sought asylum in were communist countries. I was once beaten up by a nun and called a stool pigeon in the fifth grade for saying Johnny O'Connell was kicking me. That was my lesson. We now live in a country where men get their nails done and less than 1% of the nation spills blood for it. If Snowden gets one American or ally killed because he gave top secret names to Putin or Red China, he should suffer the same fate as the Rosenbergs. The communists who divide us will tell you the Rosenbergs were killed by McCarthyites and anti-Semites, but it took a great Jewish judge to sentence them to death for treason. And no one will ever know his name because the communists now write American history. But you're going to meet Judge Kaufman and his sentence. And tell me it does not apply to Snowden And the private Manning, who sent 700,000 records to WikiLeaks. You know, we're wide open, our borders are wide open, and now we got people opening up secrets and sharing them with our enemies. This is Judge Kaufman's statement upon sentencing the Rosenbergs. Citizens of this country who betray their fellow countrymen can be under none of the delusions about the benignity of Soviet power that they might have been prior to World War II. The nature of Russian terrorism, which we're living through right now, the wall came down and they just came to see us. That's all. We lost the Cold War, and we're just realizing it now. The nature of Russian terrorism is now self-evident. Idealism as a rationale dissolves. I consider your crime worse than murder. Plain, deliberate, contemplated murder is dwarfed in magnitude by comparison with the crime you have committed. In committing the act of murder, the criminal kills only his victim. The immediate family is brought to grief, and when justice is meted out, the chapter is closed. But in your case, I believe your conduct in putting into the hands of the Russians the A-bomb years before our best scientists predicted Russia would perfect the bomb has already caused, in my opinion, the communist aggression in Korea, with the resultant casualties exceeding 50,000. And who knows but that millions more of innocent people may pay the price of your treason. Indeed, by your betrayal, you undoubtedly have altered the course of history to the disadvantage of our country. And that's what those two guys did, Manning and Snowden, to the disadvantage of our country. No one can say that we do not live in a constant state of tension. We have evidence of your treachery all around us every day. For the civilian defense activities throughout the nation are aimed at preparing us for an atom bomb attack. Nor can it be said in mitigation of the offense that the power which set the conspiracy in motion and profited from it was not openly hostile to the United States at the time of the conspiracy. If this was your excuse, the error of your ways in setting yourselves above our properly constituted authorities and the decision of those authorities not to share the information with Russia must now be obvious. In light of this, I can only conclude that the defendants entered into the most serious conspiracy against their country with full realizations of its implications. The statute of which the defendants at the bar stand convicted is clear. I have previously stated my view that the verdict of guilty was amply justified by the evidence. In the light of the circumstances, I feel that I must pass such sentence upon the principals in this diabolical conspiracy to destroy a God-fearing nation. To destroy a God-fearing nation, which will demonstrate with finality that this nation's security must remain inviolate. That traffic in military secrets, whether promoted by slavish devotion to a foreign ideology or by a desire for monetary gains, must cease. The evidence indicated quite clearly, that Julius Rosenberg was the prime mover in this conspiracy. However, let no mistake be made about the role of his wife, Ethel Rosenberg, played in this conspiracy. Instead of deterring him from pursuing his ignoble cause, she encouraged and assisted the cause. She was a mature woman, almost 3 years older than her husband and almost 7 years older than her younger brother. She was a full-fledged partner in this crime. Indeed, the defendants, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, placed their devotion to their cause above their own personal safety and were conscious that they were sacrificing their own children. should their misdeeds be detected, all of which did not deter them from pursuing their cause, their course. Love for their cause dominated their lives. It was even greater than the love of their children. And they got the electric chair. And they did give Russia a leg up. So, thank you, Judge Kaufman. Another Solomon. I'll give you a tune. Yeah, here you go. This is what's going to happen.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Out the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
I hate Geraldo Rivera, but I gotta say, last night at the Zimmerman trial, Geraldo called out the President of the United States and Eric Holder and accused them of setting up Zimmerman. I was totally flabbergasted. It's the first time I ever heard Geraldo take the side of the free people of the United States. And I mentioned it to somebody, and he goes, well, you know why? I said, why? He said, because he's Latino, and Zimmerman's Latino. I'll take it. Second thoughts about A Few Good Men. You ever seen the movie A Few Good Men? It was made in 1992. When I first saw it, I thought it was great. Cruise and Nicholson, great actors. Hollywood hates both of them. They won't stay in the box. They hate Cruise. They can't put a lasso on Cruz. My opinion was seconded by a Marine buddy. We now have come to the conclusion it was a communist-directed hit piece on the U.S. military. The same military that is being dismantled by Obama bin Laden, the jihadist. Watch it again. A Latino was murdered in Gitmo under orders of the highest-ranking white military officer. But Latinos served the Corps with honor. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of Latinos in the Marine Corps because they are macho people, and that's the macho place to be. 14 guys named Gomez gave it up for this country in this war since the Clintons brought Osama bin Laden to New York. One of the Marines carrying out a code red in the movie is an up-and-coming black Marine who loses his career, and his accomplice is a dumb white Southerner. So the scene is set. Noam Chomsky couldn't set a better scene. So you see a pattern here played out every day in the communist media. Being that there were only 196,000 Marines in the entire Corps, and speaking of that, I got to tell you, we were watching today the Marines on Iwo Jima, and they were interviewing a veteran who was there. And he said he was walking up a hill on a trail with two of his buddies, you know, as part of the assault that was taking place, the ongoing battle. They came across a dead Marine. His head was on his chest. It had been decapitated. And his penis had been removed and stuck in his mouth. And now you know why they didn't take too many prisoners. But rather than make, and when the guy was talking about it, he had to cut the camera. He started crying. But rather than make a movie about the greatest Semper Fi people, the communists chose to destroy the image, showing the CO as crazy. Of course, throw in Demi Tassel Moore for the women's movement, showing her to be smarter than men. Thus, the old communist trick using splinter groups, a divide and conquer. Go demo camos. Due to the fact that the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party, did away with a universal service known as the draft, when all America had skin in the game, today 99% of the nation has no idea what the military is all about. But don't think that a draft may not come back the day of the battle. That's right, things move very fast, and you may be put in a cab and sent to the front. In your mambo suit. But if every mother had a son in the theater, the party of death would never be allowed to reduce a combat zone soldier's salary by $2.55 a month. They're all getting a cut in pay. And we were talking about Trayvon, right? And how at one time he was a decent kid, and all of a sudden what happened to him. He got street oriented, right? At the same time, we're watching TV, and they're doing down at the SeaWorld in Florida. And there is a black family who has a father who's in the Navy. And what they do, they invited the family to come to SeaWorld, and they were going to broadcast the father from wherever he was stationed and do a tribute. It was his son's 11th birthday, so they brought him. He had three girls and a boy, and they brought them down to SeaWorld. So they're sitting in the front, and they got the father in his Navy uniform, and they got him on the screen, and he's wishing his son a happy birthday. The whole family is crying, and then they open up the screen, and there's the dad, and they go crazy. And everybody in the place was crying. Everybody was celebrating. And that was a family. There's a father. There's a mother. There's three daughters, I think, and a son. And the only male was an 11-year-old son, and he was crying like a baby. And then the father came over, and they were all hugging. That's a family. And that's what the black people got to do. You got a problem, and you can't blame the white guy. You got to fix your problem. You got to take care of yourself. So, stateside, there's a military mob. Because of the $255 a month covered up in the communist press, cut in salary, stateside, there's a military mob putting back food on the commissary shelf the next payday, while the great half-white hunter returns from his safari in Africa with his personal aircraft carrier. Did he cut that cruise pay too? You bet he did. Sequestration, anybody? What, can't let little kids into the White House? They have to be punished? The taxpayers need a lesson? Why don't you make the Marines hold umbrellas and mock them? And that's what he did. Tom Cruise's best real role was Valkyrie, where he played a devout Catholic German officer named Klaus von Stauffenberg, and it's a true story, who tried to save his country before the Soviet communists raped 2 million German women repeatedly. And that was the fall of Berlin, and that's what happened. But you won't read that in the history books either, comrade. because your history is being written in Moscow. That was a real story with cue cards, but no race cards. Wake up, America. Salvage what is left of your country. Pick up the pieces and start over. Get rid of drugs, man. Drugs is killing us all. All kinds of drugs. You don't need them. Don't take them. Best way to beat drugs is never do the first one. If you never do the first one, you'll never be hooked. Pick up the pieces and don't let somebody tell you that weed isn't habit-forming. Weed is a gateway drug. Anybody who ever wrote deed started with weed. So pick up the pieces and start over. Drill your own oil. Give mothers religious school choice. Stalin is not a saint. Put an end to baby genocide. My friends, we're killing. Look what we're killing every day in this country. We should be on trial in Nuremberg. Not the Nazis. Planned Slaughterhood makes $1 billion a year, killing 1,200 white babies. Now, the white population is 70% in the country. And we're killing 1,200 white babies a day in Planned Parenthood alone. Planned Parenthood kills a total of 3,000 a day, and the death count in the United States is 4,700 kids are torn to pieces every day without anesthesia. Okay? 1,100 black babies. 1,100 black babies a day, and the blacks are 13% of the population. What are you doing? And you want to talk about racism, man. And 700 Latino niños every single day. And I never saw Jackson or Sharpton at a chop shop to save the 1,100 kids demonstration. Or the 3,000 kids demonstration. And never forget the last Demo Camo convention. Three times they threw God off the party platform. Instead, they endorsed the flag burning, baby killing, and dope dealing for more taxes. What's in your bop bag? Run like the wind. Break free from the party of death. YouTube, save the kids. YouTube, flag burners of record. YouTube, SEAL Team 6 sacrifice. YouTube, copy of Benghazi 911 call. YouTube, IRS, abracadabra, and I'll give you one that's going to blow your mind. On YouTube, who owns the Senate? And I did a little collage of all the senators and who gives the money and how much money they get every, you know, in every campaign. And guess who got Guess who gave John Kerry money? Guess who gave John Kerry money? What's the name of the outfit that Romney had? What was the name of that company? They donated to John Kerry, and John Kerry took the money. I can't remember the name of the company. But if you do, who owns the Senate, you'll see it. It comes up. So, having said that, we're out of time. I'm going to close with the Eye of the Tiger. Hopefully, we will see it before it gets us.